And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Well, it's going to sound a little different today because we are on the set of Still the King, Billy Ray Cyrus. TV shows come out in the summer on CMT.
CMT, yes.
And the podcast today, this week, brought to you by Subway. Attention, everyone. Subway can tell if you're hungry. That's cool. Can they? Well, even if you're not. You will be. Delicious, deliciousness that no one can resist. Subway turkey breast sandwich made with oven-roasted all-white meat, turkey meat, breast meat. No artificial preservatives.
Meat.
I'm not going to breathe the entire way through this.
Meat.
As always, each and every Subway sandwich built fresh from the bread up, topped with all your favorite veggies and sauces. Make sure you get to Subway now before your hunger gets to you. Subway, founded on fresh.
And again, we do want to apologize for...
I'm like America. We never apologize.
I'm apologizing for the quality because you know, we pride ourselves on making sure that.
No, we do not.
Yes, we do.
We have never prided ourselves on quality. We're not going to start now.
Okay. Well, then I apologize for the sound of the fan in the background.
We're in a trailer.
Because we're fancy stars.
It's about the size
of the bathroom
of two, like, you know, horse trailers, like, you know, a carrier.
No, if you look at it, it's about the size of two stalls in the bathroom.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're about right.
And we each get, and it's got a little accordion door in the middle that you can slide and, you know, shut so you can have privacy.
Yeah.
When we need to change, you know, because we got to get into wardrobe.
Yeah, our Hawaiian shirts. hey, Cameron is here. Cameron is what are you? What's your
production assistant?
And so, basically, Cameron keeps. Yeah. He comes to us, knocks on the door, says, "Hey, get the makeup." That's it.
Hey guys, they're ready for you in the makeup trailer.
Just like that, and then he'll say, "Hey guys, they're ready for you on set," or "Hey guys, it's lunch," or.
I like when you say, "Hey guys, it's lunch."
I was really impressed.
Remember the first thing I said? Hey, who are you guys?
Yeah. No, the lunch was good, though. I do want to say that again, because that was... I was thinking we were going to eat... Like, they actually rented out a restaurant that normally you would eat at. So I thought, oh, well, they're just going to... Instead of whatever, they're just going to... You go and you order your lunch.
Yeah.
But no, they had catering. They didn't have the food from the restaurant or anything. It was really good.
Yeah, shout out to Tomcats, our caterer.
Thank you, Tomcats. Yeah. So how long have you been doing... TV and production stuff?
I started in January of 2010. I worked on a network, I guess it's a cable show.
Drop names,
nah,
dude.
Let's not.
This is all about dropping names.
Nope, I'm not going to drop names. Because
why?
Well, then go.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Why? Why would you
hey
not?
Hey, guys, are ready for you to make up? It was...
Seriously, why would you not?
Why are you ashamed of it? Was it a porn?
It was Teen Mom on MTV.
Oh, well, that's cool.
What's better than teen pregnancy and exploiting it?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing serious? Wrong with the first thing.
Was it Teen Mom?
You are not the father. No, it was Teen Mom.
I don't think I've ever seen Teen Mom. What's that? What's it about?
It's with Farrah, and she did end up in porn.
Yeah, she did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen that.
What is it about?
It's so Teen Mom was, I believe, MTV's best efforts at birth control education. I think their goal was mothers and daughters sit down together and watch the show and be like, "See, honey, see how hard it is to be 16 and pregnant."
It's actually really. I know everybody. You know, you hear Teen Mom, you don't want to watch it, but it's really educational.
It's kind of like when they take inner city kids into the prisons.
Yeah,
and they yell at them.
It's scared straight. It's the teen pregnancy version of Scared Straight, and so I was a production assistant on that. And hopefully none of the legislators or lawyers involved with MTV are listening right now, because I only have really good things to say about working on that show.
So you did that, and
then
you kind of did the same thing you do here for Still the King?
No, that reality is a little bit different than a scripted series like this. So in that, we were in rental vans driving around with the talent, being the mom, and
The teen mom.
The teen mom, yeah. Reinforce that. And I would just sit there with the laptop, and I had what they call cans, which is just a little receiver to be able to hear headphones, whatever she's saying. Headphones, yeah. What, through her...
Did you say cans and then say little receivers? Yeah. Put in your ear?
Cans, little receiver, put in your ear.
Headphones,
technical,
yes.
Technical, don't know what I'm talking about, on and on. And so I would just sit there and create what they call hot notes. So any time there was a pertinent thing they wanted to maybe include in the edit or a storyline they were focusing on for
you'd
her...
mark it or whatever.
I'd mark it, yeah. And then it would go to the editors and they'd be like, oh yeah, let's see.
Now how is that different than... Because this is... This is when we, the second day, when we were here yesterday, I pulled up and we were like, this is a big deal. Like, there's
100 people here.
Like, there's people everywhere.
Oh, and for sure. Yeah.
This is way different than most, isn't it?
I would say, as far as...
Or is it TV, scripted TV?
Scripted TV, it's pretty similar. So, my experience before this show, I worked on the set of Nashville for a few seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Once you get over a certain budget level, you know, let's say $1 million an episode or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen Julian yet.
Oh, he's talking into his cans.
this is actually the radio, but that's it was a great effort. It was a great effort.
Right.
He's a moron.
Yeah,
he's
a man. No, and so, but once you get over a certain budget level, you're going to see the big trailers. You're going to see an extensive amount of crew, equipment. I would say, you know, on a show, like I said, maybe over $1 million or something like that, yeah, you're going to start seeing a lot more elements in play.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas something like MTV was, you know, maybe six of us driving around in vans, and it's a lot more on the go, on the fly, handheld.
I would think that's harder. Or is this harder? Because it seems like you have more people helping you do stuff here, or is it there's more to do here?
You just mean personally, is it harder on me? I mean, that show was pretty simple for me. It was just literally listening to a bunch of beautiful drama going on in my my ear the whole time about the hardness of teen pregnancy, kids.
Yes.
And so, yeah, but here, it's different. You know, it's just a different responsibility. Here, you know, getting the actors checked in, getting them through hair and makeup, wardrobe, keeping everything. So it's just a different juggling technique, I suppose.
It is not easy, man. Doing... acting, we were on set the first time yesterday.
I was mortified, dude.
And
absolutely
it's terrifying.
Freaked out.
It's terrifying.
Because you walk up, you know, they're doing their thing, and they're so good at it. It looks like they're doing a play that they, you're stepping out for a moment.
I gotta step out for a second to see if another actor's here. Yeah. I gotta pretend to
see
do this, that juggling thing I was just BSing about.
Okay.
If you got anybody, bring him in.
Okay, copy that. Right.
He said copy that.
Did he copy that?
Yes, he did.
That's great.
Yeah, Chris Farley's brother, Kevin Farley, is on the show, and he was there. We're in his scene yesterday.
And it was weird because he is, mannerisms and his looks,
just
everything
like
is,
him.
Yeah.
He talks like him, laughs like him, has the same movements,
when
walks
he
like
his
him.
Head, like his hair moves the same way. It's weird.
But
it's cool, but yeah. Weird.
But we're standing there, and we're next to this boat. And the scene requires us to... We're playing parts of us. And so we're kind of like, you know, doing play-by-play as radio guys for this contest. And so we're doing rehearsals and a run-through. We're not even in wardrobe yet. And so everyone's just kind of standing around, and they have all the lights up and the cameras. They're not rolling yet.
Dude, my heart was in my throat. We walk up and it's like...
And so Kevin goes into it. And he just starts, boom, he just goes, I mean, it's just like, boom, 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 boom,
right.
Boom. And Bubba's like, oh my gosh. And then they go, it's our turn. And Kevin, like, it's quiet.
It got real, man.
Yeah, it got real.
It got real because, again, we'd never done anything like that before. So they're pros. I mean, everybody stops and they're waiting for me to do my line. I'm like, oh, my turn? Like now? We didn't know what the hell we were doing.
That's awful. That's awful. We have a new guest. Is this going to happen? Did we just get guests? Randomly come into the trailer.
Is that what's happening right now?
That's what's happening.
Because right I was like, did I just get thrown into the snake pit here?
No.
Like you're doing your. This is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just podcasting it.
All right.
Yeah. So introduce yourself. Tell her what you do on the show.
Wrangler, my God, man, what are you doing here?
You didn't tell him that we were doing this?
No, he just threw me in here.
If I had anybody, throw him in the lion's den.
What? I said snake pit. You said lion's den.
Yeah,
I liked
it. Lion's den. That's the big advertised strip club outside of Atlanta.
Well, it's also a place for adult entertainment items.
Is it? I've seen that on the driving across country. It's like a chain.
Yeah, it's a chain. There's a few of them.
Why is that? Why is it called Lion's Den?
The Lion's Den? Well, you know, things happen when you get in the den.
Unless you're Daniel.
Unless you're Daniel. Thank you, bro. That's Dayton. You know what? He's from Dayton, Tennessee. Dayton, Tennessee. Raised right. Knows his biblical references, right. Which none of you yahoos do.
I got it, dude.
He didn't get it.
Daniel, who else is in there with Daniel?
The guy, Bocephus.
The answer is the Lord. Thank you.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit was. Yeah.
Right.
That's who was with Daniel.
I know.
Where was Daniel again?
In the fire.
He was, no, that's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Oh.
Yep.
Shadrach, Meshach.
Did you talk to you about yourself on the podcast?
No, he hasn't even said anything. Said he just
anything,
grunted.
Because you're like,
FCC
come here, I'm like,
regulations, watch your language.
And then you're like barging in like, hey, is everything all right? Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing?
Welcome to the Bubba and Big D Show. I want to introduce you to John Sewell here. John is a lead actor on the new up-and-coming CMT show, Still the King. Starring Billy Ray Cyrus as an Elvis impersonator. John, why don't you tell us a little bit about your part? Who do you play? Tell us a little bit your story, your background. Go ahead.
Play a guy named Ronnie. Ronnie, we don't really know where he came from or where he's going, but he's making good time. he's trying to go forward, not backwards. But he might have gotten turned around, which doesn't benefit him in life.
Maybe we all do that.
But he'll find his way. He has ways of occupying his time and trying to discipline his mind using martial arts. He may not be properly trained because most of his training does probably come from the internet and not dojo work. Let's see. He loves boats, but as with his martial arts, knows nothing about boats. He's kind of confused by the water, doesn't really understand what one does on the water, so he covets that, and he wants that the entire...
Is this you or is this your character?
I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
I really have no idea.
Really
How
deep
long have
into
you guys
this?
Been shooting?
It's like you're undercover for the FBI.
Donnie Brasco. It's Ronnie Brasco.
Yes. We got Ronnie Brasco.
That's the funny thing. I don't even know if he has a last name. He's kind of like Madonna. You know, just showing up and like, only one name, let's go with it.
Yeah. Have you never seen Donnie Brasco?
Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah, but he gets in deep. Yeah, he gets lost in his own mind. Yeah. The wife leaves, the kids, but he stays on. I really hope that doesn't happen because I have a 4-month-old.
Yeah.
To
Ronnie or to you?
To me.
Oh, you personally.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
What's its name?
Her name is Zolly. It's short for Zollicoffer. It's an old family name.
Weren't they one of those in the fire in the Bible?
Yeah.
Zollicoffer?
With the Lord?
That was Daniel. Oh,
you guys are trying to throw. I'm getting curveballs here, but I like that.
And Bocephus?
Because
Bubba said Bocephus.
Your son plays baseball. See, he hit the curve?
Not
at 12. They're not throwing the
curve. He can. He's just getting to the point where he's identifying from the release point. You know, he's just kind of getting to that point where he knows he can't tell exactly what it is, what it's going to be, but he knows it's going to be different.
Yeah, and like that's a lot like your character.
It's a lot like...
Yeah, while you guys were talking, I was thinking about the first time I saw a curveball, I jumped out of the batter's box.
Yeah.
I was like, holy, it's going right in my head. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, strike? And I was like, that was like a special moment for me because I was like,
I had a very similar moment growing up playing baseball. I was pretty decent athlete, you know, probably...
Batted about 150.
Right, if there were going to be 11 all-star spots, I was number 12, right?
Yeah, that's the way it goes, yeah.
And I developed this notion, or this terrible fear of the ball. You know, you realize you have a brain around age 11 or 12, and that it can mess with you, and then it does the rest of your life. And I developed this horrible fear of the ball, which was terrible because I was the catcher, and the ball comes at you every single time.
Yeah,
so every time they would swing and miss, the thing would just pound me in my pad, or, you know, in the helmet or whatever, and I quit around that time. So,
yeah, I mean, that's why the umpire is behind you, because you're actually just kind of a shield
more,
for
he's
him.
He's even more afraid than
yeah,
you
he's
are.
He's like, I paid my dues, I'm not getting hit with anyone.
I used to always worry about the catchers who would creep up, and they would put their glove way, like, right in the strike zone, and you thought you were going to
hit
just
their
knock
mitt.
Their hand off.
So we have been really impressed with you guys.
Cameron. Oh, no, sorry.
By the way, that scene
yesterday
was awesome. The roar scene was great. I can't wait until people see that on the show.
That was, I think we might have pushed a few boundaries there, but that was, have you guys talked to that guy, one of the writers, Kevin Manley?
Yeah, we talked to him.
We did a few of our lines, and then it was just like,
go.
Just go for it.
Yeah, we just did whatever.
We were. I don't know if you got to hang around to see the magic that was our scene, but
I would have loved to. They kind of rushed me out for payroll reasons.
Yeah,
I specifically remember that.
Wrangler.
So, I wished it was a disappearing act.
Yeah, it's tough. Acting is everyone. You watch TV and you're like, oh, anyone can do that. No,
Shaquille O'Neal did it. That's the only. Was the only reason I even said yes to this. I'm like, look, Shaq did it. I could do this.
When he
no,
the Blue Chips,
Kazam, or whatever.
And the Space
Grown-Ups too recently, because that was a trivia question
Disney
I had
movie?
Over the break at a bar trivia.
No, he did Kazam or whatever, where he was the genie.
That's what I was thinking about.
But wasn't that? Is that the one he won that award? No, that was not it.
No, that was called the NBA.
He got the NBA.
He won that award a few times.
We're going to give you a bunch of money because you're big. You put the biscuit in the hole.
I have utmost respect for you guys doing what you're doing. Like, we did the rehearsal, and we kind of alluded to it a little bit earlier. You walk up, and we didn't know what was going on.
We'd
never even known what a rehearsal was. Like, rehearsal, I thought we just stood around. And they're like, no, stand here, do this, walk that way, eat chips. I'm like, what the frick is going on?
And you're trying to remember everything. You know, it falls through the cracks. But
how many, we have our little script here for the stuff we've got to do today. Like, how many times do you read through this?
Rarely. And I should read it more than I actually do. But I'm friends with Potsy and Travis, the guys who created the show. It was kind of designed around me, you know, so I was like, perfect, get to show up and be a jackass. Mm-hmm. I think I could do that.
Yeah.
So usually I'm just like, what's the idea of the scene? And I'll stick to it mostly, but a lot of times I don't really rehearse as much as a professional actor should. Mm-hmm. But mostly because I think this was kind of...
Do you think that's going to be a challenge? Like, is this... I mean,
going forward,
how many
certainly,
other shows
I would imagine.
Done? Is this the first one? Or I know nothing about you.
And that's good. I like to keep it that way. So I was...
On Teen Mom? Were you a Teen Mom?
I was Teen Mom.
Yeah,
what I failed to mention earlier is that John was the Teen Mom.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was originally cast in that Schwarzenegger movie where he gets pregnant, and they were like, oh, we're going to go for someone not as strong.
Yeah.
And so they went with Schwarzenegger. Yeah. Like, oh, no, I actually got pregnant, though.
Yeah.
No, I did a movie with these guys a couple years ago.
Were you playing the same kind of character?
Similar, yeah. And
so they just said, go play yourself.
Like, hey, we're going to throw that type of guy in this situation. I was like, all right, let's see what happens.
That's nice.
So it's kind of, it's been a riot. At least for me, like, I'm done in a few days, and I'm just excited to see what people think of it.
We were sitting. We had a great vantage view at the point of the monitors, and I could hear the dialogue because you were kind of y'all were like 40 feet away from us.
Yeah,
but somebody is deaf because they had their headphones turned
so
up
loud, yeah.
So loud. I could hear the dialogue.
Oh, on someone else's head.
Yeah, they're 5 feet away, and I heard it perfect. And we're deaf because we wear headphones for a living. And, dude, we were just laughing, man. I can't wait. I can't wait to see so much more. This is besides the picture of Darius Rucker as Jesus, this is
I haven't seen that yet. I heard it's hilarious.
Well, this is the only exposure that I've had to the show, so.
Yeah, Billy came in,
a couple months ago.
Yeah, a couple months ago.
Right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and was talking about the show, and he was excited, and, showing us some videos and pictures and stuff like that, and.
There's only so much you can get off somebody's phone.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we really didn't know a whole lot about the show, kind of the basic premise of it. But it's I think it's going to be a great show, and I think it comes out what June is debut.
I think so. Yeah.
CMT.
I don't know if they've I don't know if they've locked in the exact rollout date. Sometime early summer.
Yeah.
Early
summer. Yeah, I've heard at least some people have seen like some rough edits, and it's pretty exciting. I was like, you got so many interesting people here. Mm-hmm. It seems like, I was like, there's no way you can fail. I'm really hoping it.
That's
doesn't.
The last thing you need to be saying. Though. It's gonna. That's a
I'm gonna refi the house.
Yeah.
I'll probably get a new car.
Yeah.
Everything. Wait, what? That no one's interested in it?
Had you worked with Billy Ray before?
No, this was the first time we met. Actually, I think one of the first days we met, I had like a few scenes off, and it's at Debbie's house, and I was in the backyard soaking up the sun, and he was doing some stuff on the front porch, him and Joey Lauren Adams, which is such an interesting dynamic right there. Mm-hmm. He was on break, came back, saw me lounging, actually got me a bowl of meatballs and a cold soda.
Nice.
Yeah, brought it to me, and it was pretty awesome. I was like, I've made it. I'm out here sunbathing. I got BRC. He was like, hey, Johnny, want something to eat? So I was like, yeah, what do we got at top?
Oh, you see, know? That's cool.
Yeah, so I was like, I've made it. Like, if this doesn't go anywhere, like, I have those memories.
That's how I feel about Garth Brooks did that to me once. Remember, he was like, hey, you want water? And I'm like, yeah, I'll go get something. And no, you sit down.
Yeah.
And like, he like pushed me down. And he's like, you sit, I get. And I'm like, okay.
And cool. Is that the same water bottle you're drinking from right now?
Yes. That's it. Just, okay, I've never washed it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much immune to everything in the world now because of the bacteria growth in this.
That's good. Yeah, I lived on gas station hot dogs one summer, and I think it's kind of made my stomach like a cauldron.
Yeah.
You know, I've only gotten sick a few times since then.
Are those the ones that are in the little roller?
Yeah, they're all stacked up, and behind the flag is the ones that aren't ready yet, you know, and the little teepee, they bring those forward.
Speaking of gas station hot dogs, this will be the last thing, then I got to go back to work.
Oh, yeah, are you being you're employed?
Yeah, I'm employed
deal.
By the show. Yeah. Okay. Gas station. John, if you were to win the Powerball tonight. Hey, go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hold on.
All right. Time.
His ear.
I'm about to get him in. I was just waiting for the chair to clear up.
I think they need us in makeup. How does he hear them?
Science.
So, the question, what would you
wizard.
Do? Let's just go around. Let's just do a little circle talk here.
If you
real quickly,
Powerball, what would
three
you do?
Three things you would buy.
What, it's
Powerball
like almost a billion.
I think it's going to be 1.5 billion, I think.
Oh, dude, easily you could throw like a big chunk of that at getting a piece of property somewhere.
Okay, so you'd buy a property.
Yeah.
I said you. What would you do?
Yeah, some property, and then can you just hire people to do stuff for you, right?
You could do that,
yeah. So I'd probably hire one of those.
Or...
Do you just get them at Home Depot?
I think Costco has them.
All right, just on the shelf?
In bulk, yeah.
All right, in bulk?
24
All right,
pack.
Yeah, so I might get a few of those people.
Staff.
Staff.
Yeah.
Just ask someone that works there, is that
you're saying? Yeah, I'm looking for the 24 pack of staff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, a sports car, obviously.
Good answer.
What'd you do?
What would I do? Man, I was listening to sports talk radio this morning, and Mike and Mike, and I think Greeny was saying he would just buy an island.
We have to charge you for that.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, are you paid by them to?
Sorry.
Yeah,
is that competition?
Yeah, of course it is. If they have, if they're on the air at the same time we are, that's called competition.
They don't have a podcast.
What are you doing?
They have a podcast.
I'm pretty sure they have a podcast.
We'll edit that part out. Oh, we don't edit this, do we?
We don't edit this, man. This is
fine. So you were listening to things.
I was listening to Big D and Bubba, and Big D was saying if he won, he would buy a golf course and an island, and just you'd never see him again. That would probably be a temptation. Although I'm
have food flown in?
Maybe, yeah.
Or you just live off the sea?
Well, they had another guy on there, John Gruden, and he was saying you could buy an Outback, and Gruden could come and eat and play golf as well. So maybe you just eat at the Outback.
You have your own chain restaurant.
It's okay.
John Gruden. We love Subway here. Subway, turkey breast, what was that? Yeah.
So you're making that still the king money right now.
Yep.
You're getting you're making those promotional plugs.
Yep. Yeah.
I know.
I'm really
going to you're going to ask for a backdoor deal on this.
Yep.
For helping to push.
I would probably fund a few.
You got a lot of side work going on. How do you juggle all that?
You really turned the tables on me here, didn't you, Wrangler?
Hey, you're the one that walked in.
That's like he really needs a billion, does he?
I don't. All I need is love.
So you did two things. You have one more left, or?
I'd probably fund some of my friends' film and projects.
You have a bunch of new friends, too.
Yeah, a bunch of new friends. Yeah. I would probably, what's it, Eagle Chase?
Eagle Breeze.
Eagle Breeze. I'd probably get a lot of Eagle Breeze LPs.
That was a southern psychedelic rock band I was in.
Yeah.
Called Eagle Breeze. And so... it went so far that we pressed a bunch of records. You'll find them mostly in Goodwill in the dollar bin.
Mm-hmm. Records?
Actual vinyl, yeah. Pressed at United Records in Nashville. If you guys have turntables, I'll give you a copy.
We do.
All right. I offered one to him.
They could
spin
it on the air if it's approved. If it gets approved by their legal team.
We'll probably
pay
them
to play.
We pretty much are the legal team.
Yeah, they are the legal team.
Does that sound legal?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we'll go for it.
Do we have to do makeup?
Yeah, we're going to go to makeup now.
Okay.
Should we put a pin in this, or are we done?
Is
that lingo? Do I need to learn that?
What?
Put a pin in it?
Put
a pin in it?
Yeah, you know, think about those cork boards. If you got to pin something up, you're going to come back to it later.
We're not going to come back to this. We're going to just wrap it up.
You guys didn't even press record, did you? This is all fake.
That would be great.
These trash cans are actually prop trash cans.
Do you like this the way?
I like
it. We put two trash cans together to make a lift for the microphone.
That's a nice mic, too.
Yeah, it plugs right into his phone, and we can record it and send it out.
This is a cool setup you guys got.
We're fancy, man. We're fancy.
All right, John. Yeah, I need to look into that.
Some of the other trailers have fireplaces, which is cool.
Yeah, we should have done this in that one.
Yeah, because people aren't even. I'll just go into those sometimes and just hang out.
Yeah,
because no one's in there.
We still got to talk about that, actually.
Well, don't worry about that. I left everything where it was when I got there.
So
no one's really in the really nice ones.
They have leather sofas.
Exactly. Sometimes they're just like a box of food right there.
Yeah, you know,
like
awesome.
Their own personal.
Cameron, we'll be there in a second.
Okay, their own personal.
Thank you.
We'll take you to makeup.
Thank you.
Yeah.
God, I really don't like that guy.
Real pain in the rear.
I mean, he really
he did
is.
Know Daniel,
dude,
though.
Dude, he kind of took over the conversation.
I know. What was up with that? Like, he's, I'm the radio host now. What would you do if you won $1 billion? How about you? And I was like, dude.
You're setting the parameters of our discussion now?
Sit down. Did I come to your house and eat your food?
That would
be like us taking over the production.
Yeah, like, let me get one of those walkie-talkies.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? Here's what we're going to do.
I've been shadowing him for a little bit, so I kind of know some of the tricks of the trade. So we could probably just take his gear.
I'm pretty sure, like, they don't really need him. So I think anyone can knock on a door and go, hey, they need you in makeup. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's real tough. That's real
and
hard to do.
I will tell you, I'm kind of ratting on him here, but he's not good at his job.
Yeah.
He's juggling so much, he's not good at any of them, really.
Yeah.
You know, jack of all trades, master of none. That was our good friend there.
By the way, we say this with
love. Hey, he's back. We're just talking about you, dude.
Hey, we got one more podcast.
We're bragging on you.
Did we finish yet?
No, we're just talking about everything that you do.
Emily, you were talking about what?
We're just talking about everything that
you've
do.
You've hijacked the damn production, pal.
Watch FCC language.
You could say damn.
Can't say production, though.
You cannot say.
Hijack, probably.
So this is Emily Newman, guys. Newman, say hello.
Hi, I'm Newman.
Yep.
So, Newman, what do you do?
I'm the second AD.
Oh, you better answer that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better. Hurry.
You should probably. No.
He was going to put it on the speaker. No.
Who was
Batman?
How did these doors lock?
Who was calling?
Another actor.
It was an actor, and was it a problem?
Not at all.
Actors are typically problems.
Typically a problem.
Why would you not want them on speakerphone?
Because they don't know that they're on speakerphone, and I don't want them to come out and say something that. She's
the only responsible one we've met.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
She's the only one who has a brain.
No, if I have a question or an issue, I go to her. Today I need a speaker. Went to her. A little bitty boombox thing because I want to listen to music out loud.
Red Bull.
Well, so everything you need is really important, I see. wow.
I just keep a drum tool.
Is the door locked? It won't open? Newman.
Oh, were we trying to keep him out? Sorry.
He's hijacking the damn production.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I have diarrhea in my mouth.
You need to attend to your primary obligations, and that's being whatever. What's his role?
He's the base camp PA, so he helps run base camp.
Yeah.
So he gets people their paperwork. He puts them in and out of hair and makeup. He gets them ready on time when their schedule changes. Cam runs base camp, so he gets everyone in and out of makeup.
Go on.
He adheres to the schedule I produce.
That's right.
Which, speaking of which, they're ready for you guys in here and makeup.
Yeah, hasn't even instructed them that.
Whoa! The record will show.
We're ready for makeup.
When we listen to this later,
we've heard of it.
Really?
Yeah, we have a hair and makeup trailer.
Oh, I thought we still had 2 hours.
That's what you said earlier.
Just because that happened yesterday.
He's bad at his job.
Wow.
So who do I need to talk to?
Wow. Me.
All right.
Can we not? Can we bypass him?
Yeah, just come to me. Yeah.
And I thought you said you had a coffee hookup.
I do. Whoa.
Constant disappointment.
Do you guys have coffee?
Purell,
yeah.
Can you drink that? Is it the same as coffee?
You can, actually.
Technically, you can.
How did you get that Red Bull? Did Newman get that for you?
How did you get that Red Bull, John? Let's talk about that.
You got to talk to people.
Yeah. Who gets you your Red Bull every day, John?
Ooh. No one, because I haven't gotten it every day.
Wow.
As was requested.
That's all right, too
much. We're going to go to makeup. Guys, thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Thank
brought
you.
To you by...
Do we clap now?
No one claps.
I'm sorry.
Would you leave?
Live
audience.
He is so excited right now.
Oh, my gosh. He's like tries to take over the show. He's like trying to re-sing jingles.
Yeah,
what do you think?
He's getting promotional plug money.
Big D, Bubba, and Cam. Cam, Big D, and Bubba.
Your first now?
Oh,
your first
billing? I'm trying to think what rolls off the tongue best.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, it's clunky. It doesn't make any sense. They got their own thing going. Don't worry
now
about it.
Now the Johnny Cam show.
I'm just looking, you know. We finished next Friday. I'm looking for, you know.
John, is he the one, like, with if someone messes up on the scene, like Cameron jumps up and goes, I know the lines.
Cameron has gotten himself in front of the camera a few times.
By doing things like that.
Yeah. I see.
I'm over there mouthing the words as you say them, just waiting for you to go.
No,
there it is. Line.
You don't need me? Do I need to do the sponsor?
Yeah, no.
Thank you, Subway.
Everybody go eat Subway. It's awesome. It's amazing. It's fresh. And they're awesome.
From the set of Still the King, that's this week's podcast.
With Big D, Bubba, and Cameron.
Oh, my God.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.